House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number 131-873. Please give us a call on any of your health issues. The switch is starting to light up. The results are in, though, between the panel here. My screen time, 9 to 10 hours on average. Go to Gerald now.
59 minutes.
And the winner of the day.
Can I plead the fifth?
Sarah Davidson, admit.
I have shocked myself quite a bit with a whopping 12 hours and 41 minutes
on average per day.
Well, just sit back on the couch because we're going to have a talk to Jocelyn. She might be able to diagnose your issues.
Oh, goodness me. I mean, to be fair, I do work from my phone.
Oh, here we go.
Phone.
We heard in the break,
there's
we
a lot
heard
of justifications.
All the excuses. So this is perfect. Joining us on the line is psychologist and cyber psychology consultant Jocelyn Brewer to explain the concept of digital nutrition and how it can help us manage our lives around our technology. Welcome to the show, Jocelyn. How do those numbers sound to you?
Look, they probably sound smack bang on average. And as Sarah said, her job is like with her community online. So I would definitely give her, you know, at least 4 to 7 hours of work on her phone.
Oh, thank you, Jocelyn. You are already my new mate.
Did you two chat before the show?
Yes. She's my paid guest for the day.
I did have a little stalk of all of you just to, you know, check in with the content that you're sharing, which generally looks quite digitally nutritious.
So, okay, Jocelyn,
that's a great diagnosis.
So on that, you've kind of described it as digitally nutritious. Can you step back at a second and explain the concept of digital nutrition to us?
Yeah, absolutely. About 10 years ago, I was on a radio interview not dissimilar to this one where everyone was talking about digital detoxing, and especially in relation to kids. And I just thought, gosh, this has got such echoes of diet culture, and that's super unhelpful. We know that fad dieting and all of those kind of sort of body shaming and diet culture kind of words are really, really unhelpful. So I really flipped it on its head and called it digital nutrition so that we can actually use the technology under our skulls to make better choices with the technology we have in the palm of our hands. It's really handy because we all generally tend to eat food, and as parents, we've done lots of work around what's nutritious for our kids. So I just apply it to what we consume online. Is it kind of digital junk food, or is it, as I say, digitally nutritious? Are we learning? Are we connecting? Are we doing some of the good stuff?
Oh my gosh, Jocelyn, that is music to my ears, because I think there's so much guilt associated with words like digital detox and the implications of restriction, and it just becomes a bit toxic. So I love that, you know, we do hear people say all the time digital detox, that term, and your thoughts on that, I think, yeah, just so refreshing, because the reality is we are surrounded by technology, so I think it's beautiful that there are some nutritious ways you can consume it. So, yeah, talk to us a little bit more about your thoughts on that term digital detox and why, you know, that fasting method kind of isn't necessarily the model we should be going after.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think the idea there is that you can just turn it off and you can pull yourself away. And what we know is, yeah, like if you're in a particular platform, this isn't even about the device. It's not even about the platform. It's about who you follow and how you've curated an algorithm to serve you up heaps of junk food, heaps of misinformation, maybe values and attitudes that aren't aligned to the things that you really care about. So it's about kind of recognizing that, yeah, it's probably about 10 years too late to try and completely, you know, amputate or have abstinence around digital totally. And also stepping back to kind of, I guess if we want to change our habits, we have to change our thinking. And simply forcing ourselves offline and cutting off our connections to our friends isn't going to actually work in the long term. So what's cool is that research is showing that digital detoxes don't work unless you actually do something to replace what you need out of technology, which is usually, when I talk about technology being addictive, it's not technology. We're addicted to each other. We actually love connection. We are wired to connect and be in community. And, you know, social media obviously tries to do that on massive scales and sometimes gets that wrong when we haven't learnt the lessons of how to do this well, because no one's taught us yet, even though next year Facebook turns 20. Can you believe that?
Don't, because that makes our age very real.
More than 20.
Facebook turns 20. And we probably wouldn't have signed up until probably, you know, 17 years ago. But still, when you think like, oh, that's a big chunk of our lives and we haven't had these lessons yet.
Jocelyn, the evidence seems to say that our concentration spans are narrowing, our working mm-hmm. memory is shrinking, mm-hmm. close relationships are thinning. Now, as mm-hmm. a grandparent, where the hell is this all going?
Yeah, well, I guess, again, I would go back to that really incredible technology under your skull that has over 100 billion neurons that work really hard to process and make sense of our world. And when we're putting a lot of cognitive energy into the digital junk food, right, like I love a good meme, I love a bit of a joke, but when that's the big chunk of what we're consuming, we're actually not using that incredible brain to, you know, do higher order thinking, to solve some of the problems that are coming hard and fast at us right now in the world. Mm-hmm. So, look, as a grandparent or as a parent, actually, as a human, you know, my target audience is any human who picks up any kind of digital device. We really, really need to kind of be much more aware and conscious of what we are consuming. I started out my career basically as a commerce teacher. So one of the first lessons I teach is caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. We need to be a lot more savvy. And you know, I think it's really easy to say, oh, you know, big tech made me do it and I am helpless against this. Again, I would really empower people to make stronger choices, especially at this time of year where you've got kids begging for really expensive, high-powered technology. Mm-hmm.
This is such important info. I could talk about it all day. We almost need an entire show dedicated to it.
Absolutely.
I just want to run through your 5-point plan for dealing, especially with young people and what parents could be doing. Mm-hmm. Could you go through those 5 steps quickly for me?
Yeah, look, I really believe in making a plan with kids and not banning stuff is really important. When we empower young people to be a part of the conversations that really impact them, we have a lot better uptake. I usually find, and I work with kids who are clinically addicted to the internet, I'm not pretending that there's not a problem. I absolutely see it, but I know preventing things is really, really the way to go. When we ban stuff, what happens is kids go underground, right? They will work really hard to hide stuff, which puts them at much greater risk if they're not actually reaching out to family. So make a plan. I've got a technology use agreement course that will take you through exactly how to have those conversations where, yes, you're still the parent and you get to make the final decision, but asking young people would be, you know, my absolute go-to, yeah. Especially if you've got young people who are, you know, in their teens who are already, what I would say, the tech horse has already bolted.
Yeah, and what I love about this is apart from making a plan, watching your own technology habits, a huge thing. Know what online activities your children are actually engaging in. That's co-play, right. Co-view, have conversations, and also mm-hmm. not sweating it. You are such a breath of fresh air, Jocelyn.
Thank you for
all of your tips on digital nutrition, and if you want to reach yourself and find out more about what you do in the psychology space, mm-hmm. head to Jocelyn Brewer. That's JocelynBrewer.com. You're a breath of fresh air. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back to take your calls here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Men, it's time to get up and grab Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. It blends natural plant actives like tribulus, ginkgo biloba and horny goatweed, traditionally used in Chinese medicine to support healthy sexual function and healthy libido. So reach for Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.